Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Leila.
From our most recent nights on the theme First Date.
So I was a 21-year-old lesbian virgin who had never been on any variety of date. And come New Year's Eve, I made a resolution. I was going to get on to gaydargirls.com. And I was going to go out with the first person who asked me. Her name was Short But Sweet 69er. I was so sweet and innocent, I didn't know this was a rude name. So she lived in Edinburgh, I lived in Glasgow, and she came through on the train to meet me. It was very, very exciting. And the train arrived, and she walked towards me, and I was like, meh. It was like 1 second into being a proper lesbian. I was already doing it wrong. Get a grip, I told myself. So it's so lovely to meet you. So what sort of food do you like? Let's go for dinner. And she said, actually, I only eat pizza. Okay, well, there's an Italian. I only eat Pizza Hut pizza. So at the age of 21, my first ever date was in Pizza Hut, next to a little girl's 8th birthday party. The conversation didn't flow, and by about 10 past 8, we were done. So she said, do you live near here? And you know, I was so smug that I had such a central flat that I was like, yep, I live right there. You can almost see it. And she was like, do you have a television? Yes. There's something I really want to watch on television, she told me. I'm like, what? Why didn't you, like, tape it back in the day? And she was like, oh, well, she made all these weird excuses, and I don't know what happened, but I ended up back in my flat with Short But Sweet 69er, sitting down on the sofa and turning on Channel 4. It turned out to be a documentary, The Truth About Lesbian Sex. I mean, part of me was like, oh my God, this is the most awful thing that's ever happened to me. And part of me was like, wow, this is going to be really useful. Do you think I can take notes? And sure enough, it was really detailed. Off it went, and you know, there were people talking about all the various things you could do. There were things multicolored. There were like various devices. There were things you could hang from the ceiling. At one point, there were puppets. I started to panic. What am I doing on a lesbian first date? I don't have any of the equipment. And it was even worse that Short But Sweet 69er had started to inch closer towards me on the sofa. This was not a romantic documentary, but nevertheless, she was looking amorous, and every time she inched further, I inched further away. And we started this little thing further and further and further until she was sitting right by where I was and I was crammed up against the side of the sofa until thankfully it ended. Well, I said, wasn't that educational? Better be getting on back home to Edinburgh, don't you think? And she said, oh, could you just look up the train time for me? So I dialed up the internet, waited a bit, and found that she'd missed the last train. Oh no, she said, what am I going to do? I was like, don't worry, there's buses, but and more typing and waiting, and she'd missed the last bus. I can't afford a taxi back to Edinburgh, she was wailing. She's like, I don't know anyone in Glasgow. I can't afford a hotel. I was like, fine, you can stay here, but you need to sleep in the sofa and you need to be out first thing tomorrow because I'm very busy. I'm a charmer. So she's like, great, great, thank you, thank you. So I go and get the sleeping bag and I come back and I open the door and short but sweet 69er has transformed. She is now wearing a chiffon negligee. And she's sprawled legs akimbo on the sofa. I just stand there clutching the sleeping bag. I don't know what to do. And then I just throw it at her and I run into my bedroom and I jump into bed in my pyjamas. And I check my phone and my friend's message, how did it go? And I message back, OMG, what a nightmare. She's ugly and boring and she's talked her way into my house. I can't get her out. She's a nymphomaniac psycho slut. Send. And there were like 3 seconds of silence. And then I heard it. Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, I had indeed sent the text message to Short But Sweet 69er. The documentary had not prepared me for the situation. I just lay there frozen, and then I heard footsteps, and then I heard the door slam, and part of me thought, thank goodness. And part of me thought, oh, I'm really awful. I'm going to have to run after her and get her. It's quite dodgy at this part of Glasgow in the middle of the night. So I jump out of bed and virtuously run down the stairs and I try to get her, but by the time I get there, there's several roads and I can't see which one she's taken. And I'm like, well, that's the best of all worlds. I tried. So I turned around and tried to go back into the house and the door was locked. Obviously, my pajamas did not contain a key pocket or a phone. And that is how I ended up ending my first ever lesbian first date, walking in my pyjamas and slippers through the streets of Glasgow in the rain to my landlady's house to get the spare set of keys. And I felt very, very guilty, ladies and gentlemen, until a good year later where I finally met a proper girl on gaydargirls.com who I liked. And her friend said, so how did you first meet? And she said, well, actually, the first I ever heard of her was when I got this message from this girl, Short But Sweet 69er. It said, don't go out with this girl, she's a frigid bitch. And her friends, who are all on gaydargirls.com, were like, I got that message too. It turned out that she'd sent it to every lesbian in Scotland. But you know, I felt quite happy because I didn't have to feel like a bitch anymore. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
To find a Spark event near you,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.